Welcome to Tennis Abide's first look at what's happening on the tennis tours. This week featured two major grass court tune-ups. Tommy Haas, at 34 years of age, defeated Roger Federer to win his second title in Halle, Germany. Very impressive run from Haas at 34 years of age to have come back from the number of injuries he's come back from. Really speaks well of him, and I felt like he played really well at the Australian Open. He certainly did lose to Nadal in straight sets, but he didn't roll over. He played tough, and even at the French Open, he played reasonably well. So this is a good win for him. I think Federer going into Wimbledon will be happy that he got four matches under his belt, but certainly would have liked to add another tournament title, add 250 rather than 150 ranking points. So this is something where Roger certainly would have liked to have done a little bit better, but I think the four matches will help him. You know, Cole Schreiber pulled an upset beating Nadal, but I don't think Nadal is going to be suffering psychologically from that loss. At Queen's Club, we had a different story. David Nalbandian reached the final, beat a pretty game Gregor Dimitrov. Sam Querrey, also coming back from injuries, played really well to reach the semifinal round before losing to Marin Cilic. Cilic was up a set and had broken serve in the second set against Nalbandian, but Nalbandian then kicking a stand where a lines person was sitting, ended up injuring the lines person, was defaulted from the match. And my expectation is that Nalbandian will be suspended for at least some time on the ATP tour. Now, the fact that Wimbledon is run by the ITF, it'll be interesting to see if the kind of alphabet soup of that runs tennis could collaborate quickly enough. But I think he could very well miss either Wimbledon or the U.S. Open. I think he's going to miss some time over this. Any other sport that I can think of, if a player, although I don't think Nalbandian did it maliciously, if a player injures an official through some sort of expression of anger, they're going to be suspended. That's just the matter at hand, and I think tennis would be no different than any of these other sports. Nalbandian's going to miss some time. And at his stage of his career, he's a guy that's had difficulties with injuries, has never been maybe the most aerobically fit guy on tour. At his stage of his career, if he's out for 3 or 4 months from the suspension, that could be it for him. A lot of it would depend on how he reacts to it, but it's possible that he may just kind of pack it in. I would hope that he would react to it with wanting to leave a more positive mark for his career and try to come back and have a positive end in the next year or two to his career rather than have that be the final legacy of his career. But at any rate, it was a pretty big black eye for him as well as for the sport in this era of YouTube and whatnot. It's pretty hard to live that down. So that's it for this week. Look forward to future broadcasts.